Welcome to The Friendly Unknown. I'm your host, Allison Felice. Join me as I talk to creative professionals from around the globe about their paths to becoming who they are today in order to help demystify the creative journey. Each episode will explore a universal theme that we all encounter on our otherwise unique journeys to becoming a creative professional. I'll be diving into topics such as money, self-doubt, rest, intuition, and more with creatives who have experienced these themes and can lend their unique perspectives to us all. In this episode, one of my best friends and fellow artists, Pace Gatherer, interviews me about the podcast. We cover a bit of my background and my winding journey to becoming a designer and an illustrator, why I'm making the podcast, what The Friendly Unknown is, what my hopes and intentions are for the show, and much more. This episode was recorded on April 20th, 2020, during the middle of shelter in place for the coronavirus. Since the interview was recorded, the worldwide movement for racial equality has come to the fore. It's been an eye-opening time with a lot of collective pain and soul-searching, and we'll be exploring this more in future episodes. My commitment to you is to bring stories from all backgrounds, from a diverse range of people. To do anything less would be to only explore a narrow range of the creative journey, and that would be a loss to us all. I ask you to please help keep the momentum of this movement going. Continue to educate yourself, donate to organizations that are doing the heavy lifting, listen, speak out, have tough conversations about racial inequality with your friends and family. Just don't do nothing. Black Lives Matter. To stay up to date with all things at Friendly Unknown, you can follow me on Instagram at Allison Felice or visit thefriendlyunknown.com. Thanks so much for tuning into this first episode of the Friendly Unknown podcast. I really appreciate you being here. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Pace as much as I did. Okay. Let's do like a just tell me a joke or something.
Dude, I do not know any jokes. Like literally, when people do that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got nothing. Like if it was off the cuff. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm really bad with the jokes too. So let's just start this thing.
I'm all Pace Gatherer. Just kidding.
Well, Pace, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So we sort of flipped the tables tonight, and you'll be interviewing me. Mm-hmm. You're my best friend, and what we met 20 years ago, and we did an air jam together for high school. We did the freshman class performance, right?
Yep.
I just remember this the other day that it was like the actual freshman thing.
Yeah, we were representing the freshman class. Yes. in like, I don't know if anybody knows what an air jam is. It's like a lip syncing act.
Like, yeah. For a rally.
Yeah.
And people pay, and like parents can go to it too, I guess. I don't know. But I'm like terrified of that kind of thing. So I don't know why I agreed to do it.
Yeah,
but
me I too. Did. That's so crazy.
I did like the Destiny's Child choreographed dance segment to Say My Name. Uh-huh. And I am a terrible choreographed dancer. So I don't know. It's just really strange that I even did it. And then you did the Matrix fight scene.
Yep.
So it was a very strange turn of events that it was Destiny's Child and The Matrix. But anyway,
yeah, we totally just aged ourselves. Like it's straight up 2001, 2000. Like,
yeah. We just tried to put cool stuff into one performance and it didn't make any sense.
But we won. We did win. I remember that.
We won first place?
Yeah, yeah. We totally got an award for like, wow. Like most inventive or something. Yeah.
That's pretty creative, you know. But, yeah. Anyways, so that's where we met, and yeah, we've been friends ever since. And so, you know, who better to interview me than you?
Yeah, I'm very excited to do this. I'm very excited about what you're working on. So yeah, thank you for this opportunity. So I know you very well, but for your audience, why don't you tell me about yourself and how you got here? How did you become an illustrator?
Yeah, so my name is Allison Felice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm an illustrator. I've been doing illustration since mid-2016, so that's almost 4 years, which is crazy. I studied design in college. Initially, I studied business because I thought I just needed to make money with my degree, and I didn't really know what design was at the time, but I eventually got back on track
because when I was in college and I was studying business, I was doing like accounting classes and macro, microeconomics, and I would study for the tests and then like completely dump my brain of the information. And then one day I realized that I was actually going to have to be using this information for my career. And I sort of had like a mini freak out, like, wait, I don't enjoy any of this. Like, I don't want this to be my career.
Yeah.
And then I was sort of lost and I went to a school counselor who was just assigned to me. Like, I had never talked with him before. And then like I had to fill out this paperwork before I went in, and he looked at it and was like, oh, you're an artist. And I was like, no, I'm not an artist. I enjoy art. But he was like, no, your handwriting is super creative. Like, everything about this is really creative. And then it just sort of clicked for me that that's who I was. And he went on to tell me about design. And weirdly enough, I didn't know that people actually made logos. Like, I don't know where I thought they came from, but I didn't realize that that was a career. Mm-hmm. And I loved logos and I loved magazines. And in my childhood, I would spend days by myself just like drawing magazines, drawing menus. I was a yearbook editor. So like I was doing all of this design, but I didn't know that it was called design, and I didn't know that design was a career path. Mm-hmm. And so once he told me that, it was just like it all clicked. Then everything sort of fell into place, and then I was on my way. So I studied design, and then I graduated in the middle of the recession, 2009, and didn't do design for a while just because I had interviewed at some places and had a really cool internship, but it just like there just wasn't a lot of opportunity. And I ended up getting a job at a market research company where all my friends worked. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun because I got to travel like to Japan and Colombia and China and Brazil. So it was really cool in that regard. But I was there about 4.5 years and just felt like I had to get back on track. I had to get back on the design path. So then I got a job as a user experience designer, and I started a startup with some friends, and I did all the design for that. And I was freelancing as a designer. And then about 4.5 years into my job as a UX designer, I just realized that I wanted to do illustration. And it may seem like a similar world to design, but it's actually like totally different world. And I ended up leaving that job to pursue illustration as a freelance illustrator. And that was really scary because I was leaving this like salary job where I had benefits and a great, you know, security. And it was the known world. And I left there for the unknown. And it was just a really scary decision. I think anyone who's sort of made a decision like that can understand. I was at that company for about 4.5 years. And the first 2 years were amazing because I was learning about UX design and the science behind it. And it was so cool to be learning and growing. And then the second 2 years, I think things just became really habitual, and I was just going to work every day, and it was like time compressed. And I guess it was in 2016, someone mentioned something about 2014, and it like hit me that that was 2 years prior. And it was like, whoa, 2 years have passed that quickly. And it really scared me. And I just sort of realized like every day was kind of the same, and I was sort of off my path again. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't quite sure what my path was. It was like I had sort of been in the passenger seat of my life for a while. And then I like woke up and realized I was in the passenger seat, and was like, how do I get back to the driver's seat? Mm-hmm. And where was I driving? And so I had to sort of like figure out what I wanted to do and then have the courage to take that step. And I realized that I loved illustration. Like, my favorite part of my job at the time was when we had like a bunch of illustrations in our product, and I got to do the illustrations. And so the best part to me was being able to just sort of tune out the world and illustrate when I was able to do that. And I noticed like everyone I followed on Pinterest, all of my pins on Pinterest, everyone I followed on Instagram were illustrators. And it hadn't really hit me until that point that I was so wanted to be an illustrator. So I quit my job, and then I started freelancing as a designer at first, just for the transition. And then I started easing into illustration. it's quite a journey to go out on your own to be a freelancer. It's like a external path and an internal path.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I spent a lot of time walking in the park, listening to podcasts, trying to figure out my life, trying to figure out how to be an illustrator. And I spent a lot of time like just working on personal development as well, because I realized that so much of what I wanted, I was getting in my own way. Like, it wasn't necessarily like I wasn't a successful illustrator yet because there was like some milestones I didn't hit. It was more like I had like limiting beliefs around what was possible that I had to work through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was both a journey in doing the work and like building up my portfolio and also working through my own limiting beliefs around what was possible.
Yeah. I would take it back a bit and hearing about, you know, and also knowing you kind of as best friends, like I know these things, but when were you encouraged, like even in the beginning, like we were talking about limiting beliefs just now, but like where did those come from? Like, were there other people in the arts in your family, or were there mostly people doing business, or was it a bit of both?
It's a bit of both. Like, my mom is she's super creative. When I was growing up, she like painted and she would like sell herself at craft fairs. And then I had some really creative teachers. My third grade teacher in particular was super creative. I mean, we were always doing arts and crafts, and like her classroom was amazing. There was like a bathtub bed where you could read, like a clawfoot tub.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then like, she had like this loft that you could read in, and like she had these paper jungle vines hanging from the ceiling, and it was just so imaginative. And my mom still has like all these art projects I did in that class. And like just recently she gave me these little books that I made. Yeah. So I was definitely encouraged to be creative. And I'm so thankful for that, because I know a lot of kids are maybe told early on like, oh, you're good at math, so like you can just stop being creative yeah. and like pursue math. And because I believe we're all creative. Some of us are just encouraged more than others. I guess my family, there was a lot of business people. So I have a bit of both in me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, I'm really drawn to how to improve the business side of my creative career as well. So yeah, I mean, it was all encouraged, but for some reason I had this idea that I needed to pursue something that made money as a career. And I had this idea when I realized I wanted to do design, I was pretty nervous to tell my family.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would say, well, how are you going to make any money being an artist? But that wasn't the case. It was more in my own head. They were very encouraging. So I feel really lucky that I was encouraged. And I guess, again, it was like the fears I had were my own,
mm-hmm.
Which seems to be like a theme for me.
Yes, probably for most people. That fear really drives so much of what we do and where we're at.
Yeah.
So like another... And this is kind of like a negative one, but it did become like an encouragement. But when you were in your job and you were deciding to kind of make the transition, like I know that you got to a place that was very like, it was kind of like you were comfortable with what was, like we were saying, what was known. But then you had all this like actual physical discomfort because you knew, or some part of you, you know, maybe it was subconsciously, but some part of you knew that you were off your path. And so you had like physical discomfort, and that became like an encouragement too, right?
Yeah, I was having jaw pain and I had carpal tunnel almost, but it wasn't carpal tunnel, but it was like the pain of that. And just like, yeah, little ailments that when I went to a doctor, they were like, I have no idea why you have this pain, but they're like, I don't deny that you have it. So it was, I feel like it was my body sort of alerting to me that something was out of balance. And it was like the last part of me was my conscious mind. Like the last part of me to figure out that I needed to make a change was my conscious mind. And like my body and my subconscious were all telling me that I needed to keep going, that this wasn't the end all.
So how did you start exploring the new direction? And if you didn't really have experience, like maybe you were following people on social media, but if you didn't have experience and you were afraid of trying these things out, how did you begin to explore it? What tools were you using? Or did you have mentors? Or how did you go about it?
Well, I was almost stubborn about it once I figured out that illustration was what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Once I sort of like put the pieces together, I'm like, well, I'm going in this direction. I might need a transition period. But the goal was to be an illustrator. But then along the path, I realized I had these other things that were bringing me joy. And those were key to unlocking the illustration door. And that was like just following the little joys of like going for walks. And I love podcasts. I was like listening to podcasts every day on my walks. And the ones I was listening to were about like personal development and like the business of being a freelancer. And I love reading. So I was reading a lot. I was reading like science fiction books and just like everything sort of came together. All these different like disparate pieces came together. And I feel like as far as mentors go, like the authors of those books and the hosts of those podcasts were mentors to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty shy. And so I don't have like a huge community of illustrators that I'm part of. And I think that's something I'm working on. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing the podcast. So I feel like I like was seeking out mentors in a very introverted way through like podcasts and books and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's just all this wisdom from the ages that's out there. And that's what's so amazing about books. And there's this knowledge from people who are long gone that they took the time to write down something they wanted to share with the world. And so I think books are an amazing thing and an amazing place to find mentors.
Yeah, I totally agree. So when you started working, what was it like? Were you rewarded for taking such a huge chance on doing something completely different? Or was it just extremely difficult and you felt totally frustrated and discouraged?
It was like a stairway. So you start at like the bottom step and then you slowly work your way up. So each job was like super exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, I had this goal that was sort of at the top of the staircase. And I still have like goals I haven't reached yet. But yeah, each step was really exciting. And I did feel like I was being rewarded for investing in myself and like working on my own personal development and my own understanding of myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely difficult. But it also was like, it's like two sides of the coin. So it's hard and it's like amazing all at once.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. It's taking those steps, not knowing what's going to happen, like if it's going to just, you know, having like that detachment from the outcome kind of thing where you're like, I don't know if I'm going to get anything from this, but I know that just the experience of doing it will be valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's still scary, but yeah, going through it is somehow rewarding. So yeah, I completely understand that.
And there were times where, you know, I would cry. I cried like the first year and a half. Like it was just really hard. I just wanted to move so much faster than I was moving. Mm-hmm. And now that I look back, like I moved pretty quickly, but I was just really impatient, I think, because I was over 30 and I just felt like I was late to the game. And like I saw where I wanted to be and like, why am I hitting these barriers? Like I'm making a lot of stuff. But when you're early on, making a lot of stuff isn't as much as amount of stuff you're going to make later on. Like you just get quicker. Mm-hmm. And I realized like these things just take time. Like you just have to, your work kind of has to marinate out on the internet before people come across it. Mm-hmm. And you have to just continually like put your beacon out there for people to run across. But also there were just things that like I said before, like limiting beliefs that I had. I had like weird beliefs around money. The idea of like asking for the right amount of money for my work, what my actual value was. Mm-hmm. And I had total self-doubt. Like I knew I wanted to do it, but I also was like a pretty critical voice within me saying like, oh, this isn't good enough. And also just like perfection is like all the things, you know, it's all the things. There's just so many things. And so like working through all of those, like as I was like working through those, as I was getting closer to my essence, I guess, mm-hmm. Which is like a lifelong thing. But as I started peeling off layers, like things started flowing to me more. And so that kept me going. I think it's like once you get a little bit of a break, you start to gain a little bit more confidence and it just sort of unfolds.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Having gone through kind of similar things myself in totally, totally different realms, but I completely understand that where, it's you're getting closer and closer to yourself. And it's, I'm sure it could be anything, because I feel that's happened in my life where I started to do self-development and kind of trying to reprogram, those voices in my head and be really intentional about it. And then you start to get better at relating to people or whatever your career is. You start to just, be authentic in every facet of your life. So I completely understand that.
Because I think there comes a point where you realize, I don't know, I guess at first I was sort of trying to project who I thought I should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized the thing about me that is unique and the thing that's most magnetic is me. And if I actually just reveal who I am, that's the best thing I could do.
Yeah.
And it's scary because it's you don't want to be rejected.
Yeah, absolutely.
when you're you, but
you find out you is good enough, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you is exactly right for the moment.
You is right for the moment, and you is you is. But there are people who are looking for you.
Yeah.
And, they're already out there. Your clients, your customers, your audience, they're already out there. They're looking for you. Just show up. And that is extremely hard to do.
Yeah.
And that's
kind
of what this is about. It's although you're interviewing me right now, this podcast isn't about me. It's about helping other people show up as themselves and be who they are.
Yeah.
And I think that's how we save the world.
Definitely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. So yeah, I mean, I think that answers the question, who are you making this podcast for? And I see that you're thinking about yourself and your journey and trying to help other people on that. But yeah, like I said, it's not just clients and customers. It might be, your best friend or your life partner or your kids. Just finding out that you is, said it again, finding out that you are good enough, just the way you are.
Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah, totally. Do you remember any, for me, there's markers of when I got closer to that essence or when I found myself successful? Do you remember any points, markers or celebrations or anniversaries or breakthroughs for you?
Yeah, some breakthroughs or my first commission was super exciting. And that was because I had just been really hitting walls. And I remember my work was, I had a style, but I didn't really know what I was making. I was just drawing stuff in the style.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember totally dreading getting a commission and having it be draw a person, because I was just really not good at drawing people. So I was really scared someone was going to ask me to do that. And I was afraid to tell anybody that, and because I didn't want them to say well, as an illustrator, you should be able to draw anything. But one time I told my husband, it's I'm actually really nervous that someone's going to ask me to draw people. And he's well, maybe you should practice drawing people. Maybe you should, just try to do a portrait a week or something. Just if that's the thing that's worrying you, you should do it.
Yeah. And face your fears right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I just had all this resistance around that. I was no, I can't. Regretting that I even told him. And then a week later, I realized he was totally right. And so I was okay, well, then I guess I'm just going to start this little side project of just drawing portraits of people I'm inspired by. And so I did the side project, and I didn't have a lot of stuff in my portfolio at the time. So it actually worked out really well because I was able to take these pieces and add them to my portfolio and add them to my Instagram. So I was making one a week. And then once I had five of those and some other illustrations, I actually just started reaching out to art directors. And then one day, Nautilus magazine commissioned me. Like I got this email in the morning and I just remember, like before that I had been checking my email like every morning, just hoping someone would hire me. Mm-hmm. And then one morning I was in bed and I was like, okay, I'm just going to check my email again. Like I do every morning. There's, you know, I really hope something's going to be in there, but there probably won't be anything. And I got this email from Nautilus magazine and I just like stood up and was like, Alex, I have a commission. It's from Nautilus. And Nautilus was like the company I really wanted to work for at that time. Like I was super into the way they mix science and illustration. It was like my two passions.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was like Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just remember like that first time. And soon after that, I got a commission from Refinery 29. And that was like a whole series of portraits. So like doing that side project really paid off. And so I highly suggest that anyone who is maybe not getting as many jobs as they want at the moment, do a strategic side project where you're making the work you want to get hired for. Or you're, you know, improving your skills like I was. But it's just funny now because at the time I was so scared of being commissioned to do like portrait. Mm-hmm. And now that's like half the work I'm commissioned for is like portraits of people. And I've done portraits for The New Yorker and The New York Times. So it's just like crazy. The difference a year can make is pretty big.
Yeah.
And if you just keep moving towards the thing you want and if you don't let fear hold you back and if you invest in yourself and can really pay off.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I most afraid of?
So yeah, that was one breakthrough. And then I would say another one was, yeah, I really wanted to work for The New Yorker. I really wanted to work for The New York Times. And both of those came to fruition. And that was super exciting. I felt like things were really clicking. And there was a lot of other, like I wanted to do an album cover. There was just some markers within illustration that happened. And it was so exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I would say another one is this podcast. Like I didn't think last year that I would be doing a podcast, but here I am. And I think things just sort of fit together. And then one day it like clicked that I needed to do a podcast. And so it's like the next step in my career. Like I have this illustration. If it's a tree, if my career is a tree, there's this illustration branch, but there's these other branches I want to explore. Like I love personal development. I love business. I love coaching and like therapy. And I've always wanted to help people. When I was little, I wanted to be a nurse because I wanted to help people, but I didn't really realize like there would be like blood and guts and stuff. So once I figured that out, I changed my mind on being a nurse, but the feeling of wanting to help people never went away.
Yeah.
And so I was always sort of struggling with like, how do I combine design or illustration with helping people? And so I sort of got into like this fascination with coaching the last couple of years, but I don't necessarily want to be a coach right now. So this podcast is sort of like this little world I'm creating where it's kind of like, it just is what it is. It doesn't really have like a label. It's not like coaching. It's not therapy, but it's like exploring those things and helping other creatives on their journey to do what they're passionate about.
So tell me about the name. Like, is it going in and facing those fears or what do you mean by the friendly unknown?
Yeah, the friendly unknown, it's like an investigation into the unknown and how it doesn't necessarily need to be a scary thing. Like, I think when we say the word the unknown, everyone's like, the unknown. Like, it's this daunting sort of like anxiety-filled thing. So I kind of want to like flip that and like, it's friendly. Let's just not assume the worst so that we can start our journey. And I think the friendly unknown is more specifically like your own personal journey. Mm-hmm. So it's everything's already within you. You're just on your path. You're sort of like encountering it. It's like your psyche. It's like, I'm going to set off on this journey. It's the hero's journey, the story that's been told thousands of times. If your career is this journey and you're on the path, it's a unique path, your own path. Mm-hmm. No one has a path like yours. But we all encounter these same themes, these universal themes, these archetypes. We all encounter money issues at some point.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe that one follows you for a long time. We all encounter self-doubt or perfectionism or...
Yeah, like Hercules had actual monsters and we have these things that we also have to overcome. And by doing so, we grow, right?
Yes. Yeah. And by doing so, so actually, like, in stories like Hercules, like, the monster is actually like the shadow self. Like, the dragon in stories is like your own shadow. So on this path, these things you're encountering, it's your shadow self. And by shining a light on them, you're sort of incorporating that shadow back into you and becoming whole.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's like each of these episodes is a theme that we all encounter. And by having a conversation with another creative professional, talking to them about that theme and like how it's shown up for them in their life and in their career, maybe they're still working through it, or maybe they've sort of overcome it. And either way, it's like vulnerable, real conversation with a creative that hopefully people will be able to like see themselves in. Mm-hmm. And maybe see that theme in a new light, or maybe if they're stuck somewhere, it'll help them get unstuck. Yeah, it's pretty much I'm making this podcast for me 4 years ago, because this podcast didn't exist. And I had like found this information in all these different places. And so this is like my way of sort of piecing it together for people who are looking for something like this.
Yeah, I like that. You know, shining a light on the shadow self, or yeah, where we have like blind spots or not weaknesses, but challenges. And in doing that, we can like grow or level up or just become our more authentic self. I really like that.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, that was something I didn't know 4 years ago. So like on my journey, I've sort of been trying to figure out why we go through these difficult times and what's the purpose? Like, what is this teaching us? And yeah, I'm just really interested in this type of thing. Like I love learning about the psyche and like psychology and like Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell. And I love personality tests like the Enneagram and Myers-Briggs. So just these things I'm obsessed with. It's like, how can I bring this back into the world of creativity and use these lenses to help people do what they're here to do?
Yeah.
Become an illustrator, become a painter, become a designer, become a neon artist. There's like these different endpoints, but we all have like a similar journey we go through to get there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, and I mean, right now is like a very challenging time. I don't know if you want to timestamp this, but I think it's so necessary. Again, like no matter what you're doing or what your path is, that, yeah, there are difficult times in life. And, you know, at the time of creating this, like we're sheltering in place in California due to coronavirus. And I think a lot of people are kind of reevaluating the path that they're on, because until something really like shakes you up and maybe wakes you up, it's really easy to just kind of do what's comfortable and not face any of those dragons or demons or fears. So yeah, I totally agree that, like, you know, applying like self-development into whatever part of your life is going to be valuable, because yeah, we all have challenges, right?
Yeah, we all do. And I think this time is challenging no matter what. Like, I thought I would have an easier time with it because I'm introverted and I'm already at home, but it's been really challenging. I think this period of time, we're all sort of like facing our shadow. Like the whole world is facing our shadow right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just we're forced to go inside.
Literally and figuratively, huh?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting time to start a podcast. My interviews so far have been like lower energy, I think, just because we're all dealing with stuff. We're all going through it. It's an interesting time to talk to people. It really is changing everything. It'll be interesting to see how we come out of this.
Yeah, I'm like, you know me, I'm like stupidly optimistic, I say sometimes. But I think it you know, it serves me. It keeps me very buoyant. And also, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I do think, like, all the these things, like these challenges, these painful times, like facing these demons or shadow selves or these scary trials, like they have always like made us stronger. And I don't know, we're going to die anyway. So is that the thing where
oh man,
wait, edit that out.
No, because I have like this major anxiety around death, and so this has been like a really trying time for me.
Yeah,
just because it's like forced me to really like look at that.
Yeah,
it's all over the media, you know. It's just I can't read the news without just feeling so sad right now.
Really?
But also, yeah, but also hopeful because I'm hoping that this is for something and that we'll realize how much we love nature and how much we love connecting with people because we've been forced to stay inside, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know like that's a privileged way of looking at it because I'm healthy and I'm with my family and I'm super lucky. But yeah, I am hopeful that we won't just go back to the way things were when we come out of this.
Yeah, I hope so too, for sure. And so it's this very weird time, super stressful time. And it's just another one of these things where we can like apply all these things that we've learned and all this self-development. Do you see any of it coming out in your work?
That's like what this podcast is, I think. I didn't mean for it to start during a pandemic, but it's just where we are right now. And doing this podcast, because everything's new, it's like doing audio editing, interviewing other creatives. It's really outside of my comfort zone. And I'm definitely experiencing like anxiety about what's going on in the world and anxiety about starting a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all sort of like mixing together. And when I'm anxious, I'm not quite sure which is which. And I haven't really been doing much client illustration work like I used to just because I have a baby now. And so there just isn't a lot of time. And the editorial deadlines are pretty tight. So it's not really something I can do at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have like a comfort zone to fall back on like I used to. Like I used to just be really comfortable about the way I worked. And right now I'm sort of going into the unknown career-wise. Like I feel like there was this cycle of becoming an illustrator and now I'm on like a second cycle of going beyond that and what's beyond that. And so I'm going into the unknown again and just trying to figure out how to start a podcast, reaching out to other creatives. And that's sort of scary for me because I'm a pretty shy introvert.
Mm-hmm.
So just that process is like kind of daunting, but also super fun. And once I'm in the conversation, it's like a flow state for me. But there's a lot of anxiety around that. And also being a new mom, figuring out things as I go. So there's just a lot of like new unknowns and challenges right now for me. And so, yeah, it's been a tricky time. Like I've definitely been butting up against myself recently. And I have great days where I feel really inspired and I have days where I just am super anxious and moody and having a hard time. And I just wanted to share that because I want to be honest. Like, this is hard.
Yeah.
But I'm also very privileged to be in this position. And there are, you know, there are people who are having a much harder time than I am. But that is also doesn't discount that, you know, I'm trying to work through my own emotions.
Yeah. Let's go to like the most positive outcome for all of these things. Like, what is like your greatest hope for this? Like, if in a total ideal, like what would this podcast do? And what would be your best case scenario in like a year from now?
I would love it if this were sort of like a map for people on their creative journey. So maybe they've started their journey, they know the destination. Like they want to be a designer, they want to be an illustrator or a painter, and they're sort of seeing the pathway open up for them. It's like a foggy path. Things are sort of like misty, and then they listen to the podcast and they're able to start seeing the markers on the map, and they're able to like realize that there is a map and that maybe their own path is unique, but there are markers on the map that they know to look out for. And that when things get hard, they shouldn't give up and they should keep going because everybody goes through that point and eventually things will open up for them. And in these struggles on the map, the struggles on their path, allow them to understand themselves better and to get stronger and to grow
mm-hmm.
and to get closer to what it is they're on their path to do. And I'll just share my own personal story. My work really... I guess I found my message going through a really difficult time. And so I just want people to know that in difficult times, that might be where you find yourself. And for me, it was my nonu, my grandfather. He passed away and it was really close with him and it was really hard. And when he died, I saw this image and it was like, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, it was a really emotionally difficult situation for me. And I saw this image and I was like, okay, I'm just going to like bring this image from my mind into an illustration to the physical world. And that sort of created the series of illustrations mm-hmm. called Strange Universe.
Sorry, I can only search by topic for movies.
Do you think that was my nanny?
Oh my gosh. What did it say? Sorry, I can only search by topic of what?
Sorry, I can only search by topic of movies.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah, so that was Siri, everyone. Anyways, so let me like lighten this up a little bit. But yeah, I started pursuing that direction and then sort of found my message in it, which was like this sort of search for what everything is. It's like going into the unknown. Because before that, I had figured out my style, but I didn't really have a message. And by going through that, it was kind of like the idea of like your mess is your message. Mm-hmm. Going through that, I sort of like connected with my message. And so like, yeah, going into the unknown is this thing that I'm really interested in. And I think I'm so interested in it because I am scared of it. And I just want to explore it more. And I want to understand how it's okay. And I want to help other people go into the unknown and be okay with it.
Yeah. I think like, I'm so impressed by that, you know, in doing this and asking these questions, like so often, like, you know, I do group therapy and so often I'll be kind of trying to explain a situation to someone. And in doing so, I hear it myself and I get a different perspective. And I see that happen for other people as well. And so I think that I really relate to this, that you're, like you said, kind of talking to yourself 4 years ago or trying to help other people, but also try to use this as an opportunity for yourself to grow and heal. And I think that that's amazing. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like pushing forward and then also like, oh, the things I have figured out, let me help you strategically with this. Mm-hmm. But also like, let's go on a journey and let's be detectives together.
Yeah.
And I'm not an expert, so let's just like have fun with this.
Cool. Yeah, I'm so excited for you. You know, I think, you know, in all these things that we've just covered, like I know that you are going to help a lot of people. You've always been a great guide for me and, you know, in some parts of our life, like you've been a couple of steps ahead. And so, yeah, I know you're going to be a great guide for other people. So yeah, thank you for this opportunity to talk with you. Like, I love talking with you. I love you. And I know that this is going to be great for a lot of people. So thank you for doing this. Thank you for being your authentic self. It's an amazing person. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you too. And thank you for interviewing me.
Yeah.
This was, I love talking to you, obviously. You're my best friend. Yeah, thank you for being part of this.
Awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, if you've made it this far, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversation and that it was helpful. There's a couple more episodes available now with more to come shortly. I invite you to have a listen and let me know what you think. A couple helpful initiatives I want to highlight specifically for the creative community are, number one, Dolores, which is a directory of BIPOC creatives available for paid hire and BIPOC-owned businesses seeking pro bono creative work. You can find out more about them at dolores.world. That's dolores.world. Number two is Drawing While Black, a directory of Black illustrators, graphic designers, painters, art directors, and more. If you'd like to join the directory or hire creators from it, there's a link in the show notes of the episode on thefriendlyunknown.com. If you're an art director or a person who hires creatives, please bookmark this fantastic resource. You can follow me at Allison Felice on Instagram to stay up to date with The Friendly Unknown. And if you're feeling extra generous today, you can subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating and review to help other people discover the show. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me again for future episodes. Be well, my friends.